going to talk a little bit today about Abraham and Lot, but I'm going to save that for a different time, or the Lord is, because Ray, I'm sure you're probably on, but he had a wonderful Bible study, and the Lord has had me in that study ever since we got out of class. And I don't think you can outwater God's word, because I don't think any of us got all of it. And I just want to say it was a blessing, and it was so much of a blessing, we're going to go there again today. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter 3. And before I go in 3, I want to read 21 and 22. 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building was fitly framed. They grow up as a holy temple in the Lord, in whom we, or ye also, are builded together. Why? It's for a habitation of God through the Spirit. So Paul has been given the dispensation of the grace of God. You know, all the apostles and prophets before, they preached as the power of the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they gave out the word of God. But I'll tell you one thing they didn't give out, because it was hidden at this time. It was hidden. All this was given to Paul for the church today, the church age. And that's the dispensation, the period of time that God is dealing with people. All the dispensations, that shows what God is doing at that specific time. He's doing things in our life. We need to know who we are in the beloved and how much we have. And as I went through, it said, for this cause. And if I said Ephesians 3, the title of this is going to be for this cause. Because he didn't just say it once. He said it more than once. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, it was given. Christ was revealed in him that he might reveal him to us by just us sharing the word of God. You preach what I've given you. You preach and you teach people what has been given to you. It's not just for you. It's for them. And I know there's people in the past who would say, well, you can't take somebody else's message and preach it. They need to back up, because that is not their message. That is his message. That message can go forth 3, 4, 5 times, because it is God that gives through the power of the Holy Spirit the word of God. And you know, it's only what God is revealing to them that they can give out. And that's what Paul said. He didn't want a big following, but he knew the calling that God had laid on his heart. And he was interested. He had to go back to the desert. He had to learn why the law was given. And then he said, for this cause, I, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, it was for you Gentiles. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, we have heard. This is the time of God's grace, which is given me to you, word. It was given to me, but it's for you. He was to preach Christ in him, the hope of glory. And that's what our lives are. When we understand the gospel, we understand what Christ has done, your life is going to be a light unto this world, unto the church, but first unto God. A pleasing walk. If we don't know this, and I won't go over there, but it's going to start going into the walk of a believer. If we get this and really get it rooted and grounded by the power of the Holy Spirit, when we walk, we are walk a pleasing walk before our Father. And today is Father's Day. And I could say, yeah, just walk the walk before God. No, I want to walk before my Father. I want to show him that he loved me so much. And Jesus loved the truth. And he was willing to come down here. So now I can take my place in the heavenlies. You are provisionally, You are already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now look down. You're above principalities. You're above powers. That's what he done for us. He didn't just make it so we could just walk here on earth and do anything we wanted. We would want to by his divine love. We want to walk in this, and I want to know who I am. And if I've been seated in heavenly places, I'm in Christ at the right hand of God. That's a right hand of power and to bring glory and honor unto him. What did God say in the word of God in Matthew? When the Spirit came down upon his son, it was when he came up out of death. When he came, it was an outward showing of an inward work that he was going to do. Our Father watched. He went down in and said, I'm going to die for them. And I'm going to come up the Lord of the new creation. But he had to be willing to take that place in death. He had to be willing to go the suffering way. And I tell you what, you'll see, we are heirs with him. We are heirs of God. But we are joint heirs with Christ, if so be that you suffer. Those sufferings, we'll see why. It's going to bring so much more than you can even imagine. I remember, I hate trials. I hate having to go through them. Who does that? It's not Christ in me. The Christ in me said, I want to bring more out of this trial than I went in with. And you know, when Paul went to the backside of the desert to learn, he came out of there knowing more than he went in with. And he's sharing that with each one of us. He said, I have been given the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me, to you, word. And the life we now live, we want it to be what? Without faith, you cannot walk before your Father a pleasing walk. You see, we want a pleasing walk. Without faith, no pleasing him. And I always think of, and it was from coming to this class, it was as we learned, Jesus did these things for his Father above all, in submission and obedience to him. Now he's doing it. He did the same thing, but he did do it for us. But first and foremost, to my Father. He learned the things he suffered to learn obedience. So we have to learn these things. You see, it's something that you're going to have to learn by experience. You've been given provisionally all these blessings. But do you know you can go through a hard trial and you can say, nope, I am higher than you are. I'm in Christ. He is seated at the right hand of God, and principalities and powers, you may be there. But he will give the very power to overcome these things. There's an overcoming life. If you want to win Christ as your bridegroom, you see, there's a mark, but there's a prize. We run for the mark. We press toward that mark. Keep going. But that prize is Jesus. Many love callings, but that's the greatest calling you'll ever have in your life, is to be called to be the bride of the Lamb. That's the highest calling of all. Paul said, how that by revelation, he made this known to me, the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. You see, he let him know the mystery. The mystery is Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And he said, I said it in a few words aforetime. He said, I'm telling you, it's the grace message. He gave me this, but he said, how that by revelation. He had to have it revealed. Now, who has been revealed the whole truth of God's word? No one. It's line upon line. Here a little, there a little. It must be that way because he wants it rooted and grounded in us, unshakable, always abounding in the things of the Lord. This is our walk before him. If he didn't give me that grace, I wouldn't have the ability. That's the ability. It's just like when he told Timothy, Timothy, you find these men who are going to take this message and they'll be able to teach. It's the ability that God giveth. God must give the ability in all things. I've always loved number 10. It's responsibility according to the ability which God giveth. Every teenager that sat back in that class knows that. They may not be here today, but they've never forgotten it. Why? God's word is powerful. Our responsibility is the ability that he gives you to do what he's called you to do. He gave that ability to Paul. He had to make it real to him. He had to allow him to experience it, not just know it. He had to experience it. I even thought when Gene taught and Norm taught, different ones, even Frankie, there was a thorn in his flesh. He said, I have learned in whatever state I'm in to be there with content. He had to have that thorn. It made that word more powerful by practicality and experience. When we experience it, that's where the practicality is going to come from. That's when you'll be walking pleasing unto our Father and to others, a sweet-smelling savor. It was by revelation, and I love that word, revelation, because I had looked that up years ago when it was an unveiling. He moved that veil. He took that veil away so we could see. He revealed it, and we have that revealed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Known unto me the mystery as I wrote afore in few words. Whereby, when you read, Paul's saying this now. Wherefore, when you read, I want you to be able to understand my knowledge, what God has made known to me in the mystery of Christ. I want you to know the same way when he revealed to me, it was his person, it was his work. That's what you want to share with others. I remember when that was shared with me, I didn't get it. And I told them, I said, they go, you can't see that? And I go, nope. Why lie? I couldn't see it. But one day I saw it, and now I got it. And that's what the word is hidden in my heart, that I know it's his person, it's his work. But we are his people. We are the light of this world. What is the light? It's the life of Christ. Let your light, that means submit to this. Let your light so shine in this world. Why? You're going to glorify your Father, which is in heaven. We have a heavenly Father, and he cares about us. He said, when you read it, I want you to understand my knowledge in this mystery of Christ. I want you to get it. Everyone who gives out this word, should be their desire. Oh, I want them to hear this message, but I'm relying on you, Lord, to give the increase. I'm relying on you to give the increase. Which in other ages, it was not made known. Who said that? He did. They didn't know this hidden, marvelous secret of the grace of God about the church age, but they had many messages. But think of the types and shadows in the Old Testament. You think we have the true substance. There was the types and shadows, just like when Christ, when God took those animals and he slew them and he clothed Adam and Eve. That was hidden. We've been clothed by the shedding of the blood of Jesus. God, our Father, loved us so much. He has made a way. We're living in the day that we can say we are righteous in one man. And it's all because of him. He said, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets of the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, the same body, partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus. Here you go. This is why. That the Gentiles are to be fellow heirs. We're to be a fellow heir. And now when you tell people about this stuff, when you say this, they'll go, a fellow heir in what? When you have fellowship, do you know that means it's practical and experimental in your life? True fellowship? That means you're going to have to walk in that divine love. The life that's now been loved and given to you. Now you want others to see him. To know you have victory. You can walk in Christ. Why? I thought you said I had victory. I sure didn't have it yesterday. Because it takes time to grow. We are not complete. We are not finished work. You are provisionally, but you are not in practicality. It's practice. A preacher can preach, a teacher can teach, but if they don't walk it, it's that word is all powerful. When you believe it, there's going to be a change. That's why he said, I didn't say I was going to change you. Boom, now it's all done. No, I'm changing you from glory to glory to glory. What happened in between glory to glory? What experience did you go through? Because that's how Paul said, I have learned whatever state, not his standing, whatever state I am in, to be therewith content. He said, whereof I want them to be fellow heirs of the same body, partakers of that promise in Christ by the gospel. That's why he said, preach the gospel. Preach the good news. Whereof, Paul said, I am made a minister according to what? The gift. It was a gift. It's a gift to every one of us. According to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. His power. What did Mary say? How can this be? How's that going to happen? By the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus even told his disciples, I must go away. It's expedient. It's necessary. I have to go away. But I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to have the power of the Holy Spirit is leading you and guiding you into all this truth. That's why he said, walk in the Spirit. You won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You mean I can? Yes, you can. Yes. You could go back out and do the same things you used to do tomorrow. And it's terrible when people can't see that, because that's where, and I've seen it by experience. I would never go back. I have so much now. I would never go. You don't know that. You can say, by God's grace, by his love that I've come to know, by this new life I have, that I can walk in him. And he's here. He's dwelling here. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. He's going to give me exactly what I have need of, exactly when I need it. If I didn't need him, why would he say, at the time you're questioned and you're asked things, don't worry about it. I'm going to give you what you shall speak at the time you need it. Why did he say, I will bring to your remembrance the things that have been spoken to you, the things that I've already showed you? That's because you have a need. You are growing up in Christ, and you're feeding the new man. Feeding the new man. You'll grow up. Keep feeding him the word of God. You'll change and won't even know where you are anymore. You know, I had brought that out in the lesson. And I then when I got home and I was talking to my grandson, I go, "Where are you?" And I went, "Oh, I just preached about that Sunday." I said, "You'll begin to see Christ in them. And you'll be saying, 'Where are you? Is this the same kid?' Well, you look like the same one, just like the blind man. But his eyes, the eyes are being opened. He's being enlightened to the truth. When you can't see it, that's why we saints pray for the saints. You know, I think sometimes people think saints are these perfect little people. I don't believe that. I believe they're perfect in Christ, but we want to pray for the saints that their state is brought up to their standing. I want prayer. Lord, help my state to come up to my standing, which is so high, but it's not too high for the grace of God to meet. He can do it. He'll just do it in you first. It must be in you. Otherwise, it becomes your works." He said, "Whereof I made a minister, according to that gift of the grace of God, it was given to me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am least of the least of all saints, is this grace given." Now think of that. The least. We've got people who were saved. We got kids who were saved in church camp, okay? Are they here today? But they may come to this and say, "I am the least." The one you would least expect God to come in and to work with. I can think of someone right now coming in my head. Where is he? But I tell you what, I can honestly tell you, God has not left, and I'm not talking about my family. He's not left that young man. He's still there. He's still talking to him. He's still wooing him, because the word of God said he'll never leave him. He'll never forsake him. He may walk away, but he'll leave the 100 just to go get the one, because that's the love of God. That's divine love. I'm telling you, he'll be back. I know. And he said, "It was the effectual working of his power unto me, who am the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles," what? "The unsearchable riches of Christ." If you want to know him, you're going to have to study. Find me. Seek, you'll find me. And you're going to get what you've been looking for all this time. And he goes, "When you do," he said, "this is what I meant by take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Learn of me. Unsearchable riches. What is this? To make all men." He said, "I want to come in, this very grace I've been given. I want to preach to them these unsearchable riches that you have in Christ." We are so blessed. "And to make," you see his heart's desire, a preacher or a teacher or someone who's been saved. "I want all men to see what is the fellowship." You see, fellowship, that is coming in divine love, one with another, spending time together. I didn't say away, coming together and preaching this marvelous grace. Let me tell you, there's a story. You shake the dust off your feet and move on if they don't want to hear the message. There is times that we must. It's the same thing. You think you can go around in your home, that's where it starts. Maybe they don't want to hear it. You think you've got the ability to make someone hear it? No, that's God's. That's usurping authority. That's taking something that God gave, but he's the one who has to reveal it by his power. He must bring the increase. I've been wanting Isaiah to see this for how many years? 28, 27 years? And he's getting just little bits and nibbles and pieces now. And it's like God will show you where the growth comes in. He goes, "You can take this and you can take that, but you ain't taking my shield. and you're not taking my sword. I go, oh, honey, you don't want him to take your helmet or anything either. And he goes, what? But see what it is? It's growth. Time to know. It's your hope. There's so much to this. He said, I want all men to see what is the fellowship of this mystery. When from the beginning of the world, it's been hid in God, who created all things to the intent. Here's why. That now, unto the principalities, the powers in heavenly places, might be made known by who? The church, his body. Let him know who you are. You don't have to take his lies anymore. You are in heavenly places that it might be made known by the church what? The manifold wisdom of God. That's that manifold grace of God. Manifold. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ, Jesus our Lord. It was already purposed. Now, are you going to search out these unsearchable riches? Do you see why you love your pastor so? Because he digs in the word of God. He's showing you the unsearchable riches of Christ. And I always say, I don't care what pastor it is. I don't want to judge them. God has to talk to them. He has anointed them to preach the gospel. He is going to correct even me. He corrects me all the time to show me the right way to walk. He knows I need his instruction. I need to be instructed in the right way to go, and it's going to be God's way. It's going to be God's way, the truth and the life. In whom, and I love this, came out in our class. It was all purpose in Christ. In whom? Now we have boldness. We had that lesson on, I know whom I believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed. You don't know what's ahead for you tomorrow, but I know whom I believed in. I don't know if I'll walk the veil with him or meet him in the air. You see, those words, when you take them, you'll find those words in the gospel. That's why people fight so much to take that scriptural songs out of the church. Those songs are saying exactly what God's word says. Run for the prize. Run, that I may know him. It's a burning in our heart. We want to know him. Wherefore, I desire that you faint not at my tribulations before you, which is your glory. Strength. Now, I want you to get this, because right here, he's going to say it again. For this cause, you see, he set it up there in the first, because of everything that's been revealed to him, for this cause. This is why I'm saying these things or writing this letter. Now he says, for this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For this cause. You see, he wants us to get this. And he's praying. He knows where his help comes from. He knows who can do this. He said, I bow my knees for the saints. Because he said, bow my knees to who? The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven, we're that heavenly body, and in earth is named, that he should grant you, this is what, man, he's praying this. He said, now I want him to grant you according to the riches of his glory. I want you to be strengthened with might. I know you're going to have need. You need his strength. He said, I want you to be strengthened by his might, by his spirit, the dynamite, the dunamis. He's there in the inner man. I'll show you a strong man on the outside if you want to see one. He's not a very good looking person to have to look at, though. And until you learn that, you keep yielding to it. And then you begin to feed the new man. Now you're growing up. Now you're growing up. He said, it's about the inner man. You're going to need this strength. I don't even have to look at that. That Christ may dwell in your hearts. Dwell. That means he resides there. He stays there all the time. He's not going to go away. That Christ, this is your new life. He dwells in your hearts by faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may, notice, love started in love. Everything in between, everything to the very end, love is what's going to go all the way through. You will be able to comprehend with all saints, all of them. Don't you want all the saints to come into this knowledge of truth? You want all of them to. And we'll see what you're talking about is, you want them to be able to comprehend. And I love that word. I love comprehend because I can't comprehend when I read. But I can by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm glad he made me the way I am. You know, really, when you can't comprehend what you read, he put you in a pretty safe place. I can go to a commentary, I can read, but I can't get nothing unless he gives me something out of it. I can read a book, and there'll be things about the Lord, but I only get what the power of the Holy Spirit wants me to get. Otherwise, it's a bunch of words. And that's what this would look like to me if I didn't have the Holy Ghost. It would be words. I would know they're powerful, but I couldn't be able to tell you one thing about them. See, this is something between you and him. This is something so sweet between her and him. He said, I want you to be strengthened. I want you to be able to comprehend with the saints. I want you to be rooted and grounded in this love. And he said, I want you to be able to comprehend with all saints, not just the ones you like to hang around, with all of them. What is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height? What is that? And I always just jumped over that because that's too hard for me to get. Okay? The breadth with love. You have been... You know, man teaches prosperity in the churches. We have been so prosperous. We've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies, in Christ. But there's a length that he would go to. What length would you go to for somebody, okay? This shows growth. We have to be, let Jesus be alive in me. He'll go to the lowest of lowest and meet him there. Just the lowest. What extremity will it take for us to say, I surrender. I surrender all. Ask Isaiah what surrender means. He said, until you get to the place of I surrender, you ain't going to see no change. He said, but he sure gnaws at you. The depth. You know, you have to go through valley experiences. You have to go through these hard times. These are deep. I love the story about he lifted me up out of the deep, miry clay. But he didn't just lift you up. He settled my feet in a straight, narrow way. He put you on a good foundation. He put you on resurrection ground, not sinking clay and sand. You go in this valley, he'll bring you back out. He's the one that allowed you to go. That Holy Spirit's leading you. He's preparing you a bride. He prepared a fish. He prepared a gourd. He prepared this. He prepared that. She has been prepared for him. She's going to be presented. to her groom, the father. And I can't imagine when you just go in and read in Genesis, when he came up out of that sleep, what did he see? His bride. What he must have thought, wow, she's bone in my bone. She's beautiful. But I think that's all she's going to be saying from here to then. Lord, you made me what I ought to be. You made me who I am by the grace of God. Go through the valley. Don't go down there and come back out and go in another valley and never learn anything from it. You should know him in a deep way. Look at everything deep that he had to go through for you. Those downward steps, then the upward. The height. Those are those mountaintops. He's not going to leave you there forever. You get to go up now. You get to go on the mountaintop. You see, we go on the mountaintop, but it's worship and praise. But he teaches us, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. This has been on my heart all week. That here they were. They worshiped the Lord with their words. They said, if it be so, if he delivers us, even if he doesn't, we're not going to bow to you. They just took his power away from him. But it was before the fire. Now it's in the fire. Now we're out of the fire. It's still praising God for what he is able to do. That's our life. He may have allowed me to go in a valley, but oh my God, raised me up again. And I know my Lord better today than I knew him before. Now I worship and I praise him. But not only that, this praying, this is us praying one for another that will grow up in him. Bow your knee for this cause. He bowed his knee. He said, I want you to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. It's not just what you know. He wants you to be full of Christ. Full. Grow up. Take it in. Ponder it. Think about what he's really done for you. As a man thinketh, so is he. That's why the devil tries to work in your mind first. And then you'll act on your mind. But then we have the word of God. Paul said, nope, don't do that. Casting down every thought, every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself, what? Against the knowledge of God. It's against the knowledge of God. And here's the last two verses. Now, unto him that is able, I know whom I believed in, he is able to do exceeding abundantly. Look at those words. Above all that. Take those three words. Exceeding, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. According to the power that worketh in us. But look, unto him be glory in the church. How? By Christ Jesus. How? I don't even know who he is. All the glory you can give that will come out from you is going to be what Christ has done. His person, his work. Throughout all the ages, without end. And then he says, amen. So be it. And that's why in the latter end, she's coming. She's going to be a worshiper, just like Paul. He's praying for the saints. Are we? What saints did we pray for today? What saints did we pray for yesterday? It's all, you know, sometimes it's all this growing. It's just growing. Well, I prayed for myself, and I prayed for myself, and I prayed for myself. Casting all your care upon him, he cares for you. Now get on your knees and pray for everybody else. He's going to take care of you. You're his. Everyone doesn't know that. That's why we got to pray for the saints. that they'll grow up and please their father. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. But I want to please my father, and that it'll be a sweet smelling savor to others. And that's what I would like to say for Father's Day. We have a heavenly Father who cares. And he's got eyes full of mercy. He's there. The little kids used to go around in Burlingame Church, and it was Mom's sister, and she was a very simple as a child, very simple. But she taught those little ones, little tiny, tiny kids. They would get up and they would do John 3:16, word for word. And some of the adults, they were going, I can't even say that. But they said it word for word. And I mean, I'm talking little kids. And then they'd go, reach out. And they would walk around the church and put their hands out and shake people's hands and sing, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. Reach out, touch the Lord as he goes by. And they sang it every Sunday. And it was just this week that I really saw the beauty of it, the beauty of that. And I just thank God that there was someone to teach the little children John 3:16. Let's all stand.